Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Let me first of all thank the PR of Afghanistan and his colleagues for being here today and for their engagement in this exercise. It's shocking, isn't it, to see how rapidly the human rights situation in Afghanistan has deteriorated since its last UPR, when the then Afghan government accepted hundreds of recommendations from council members, including on the rights of women and girls. And the situation for women and girls in Afghanistan today is, of course, dire. Access to secondary education, to higher education, to public and political spaces, and to many employment opportunities, all denied by the Taliban. UNAMA has indeed recently reported that these restrictions are indeed increasing, and the Taliban are also targeting former government officials despite their announcement of a general amnesty. And they continue to target journalists, replacing an independent media with extensive censorship. And this council's own mechanisms have drawn our attention to the brutal use of public floggings and executions and ongoing discrimination against minority communities. So we recommend that Afghanistan, one, lift the draconian restrictions on education and employment for women and girls, two, cease the arbitrary arrest and detention of journalists and release those already detained, and three, end the use of the floggings and other state-sanctioned cruel punishments and abolish the death penalty. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.